Donald Trump's words, past and present, continue to stir the pot.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
That controversy might propel a third-party candidate to continue picking up votes. But in Utah,
there are a fair number of people that say that they're going to vote for sure that end up, for whatever reason, not voting.
And vice versa. Y2 Analytics co-founder Quinn Monson surveyed 500 likely Utah voters and learned Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Evan McMullen are in a virtual dead heat to win in Utah, but a CBS YouGov poll had Trump blowing them all away.
Their vote question didn't include Evan McMullen in the original question stem. They had it as a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and someone else.
Picking someone else would lead you to third-party names. Monson says polls this year could sway voters more than before.
Normally, when you just have two major party candidates running, I don't think polls are that influential because people have kind of made up their minds. For the most part, people vote consistent with their party.
Utahns seem to be going a different direction this year.
I'm really looking for somebody else who I can vote for. I know they're not going to win the presidency, but I want to feel good about this vote.
University of Utah professor Matthew Burbank also says McMullen has a lot going for him.
He doesn't have the kind of scrutiny that a major party candidate would get. Nobody has kind of picked through his record and said, what's your stand on this issue? What's your stand on that issue?
The only way Burbank sees any third-party candidates becoming president is if they win just enough states to get their electoral college votes to stop the major candidates from reaching the needed 270. Then the House of Representatives would pick from the top three vote-getters.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But even if it did, Burbank wonders if Libertarian Gary Johnson or McMullen will run out of steam with the GOP House majority.
There would be an awful lot of pressure. Donald Trump is a Republican, and so you really should support the Republican nominee here.
Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.